Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this post is called Unexpected Fall, some thoughts on Matthew 10, verses 29 to 31. Autumn is upon us. Autumn, that's fall for my American cousins. The leaves are falling. Change is everywhere. However, not everything progresses as expected. An unusually warm season means we're mowing more often than usual. Today I trimmed some hedges because they've put out new growth at a time when they would normally be conserving their energies in advance of winter. And that's not the only unexpected sight I've come across recently. Yesterday morning's prayer walk took me over a bridge, and what did I see? A leaf. But not in its normal place. It was not on a tree, it was not on the river bank or the path, nor floating on the water. It was suspended in mid-air. It was as if it was frozen, a freeze-frame leaf moment. Well, I continued over the bridge and found that from a different angle it was possible to see a spider's web stretched from a tree on one bank right across to a tree on the opposite side. Well, kudos to the eight-legged beastie. That was one weird webtastic wonder. We don't always fall as we expect. Neither do events. Last night, Joe, a friend of mine and a member of the Watford Church of Christ, the two of us met on another similar bridge quite nearby, and we met there to pray. One of our themes was asking God to give us the humility to be useful to him as he sees fit, rather than as we would like to be used. The early church did not expect to be scattered as they were, Acts 8, 1-4. Paul did not expect to be confronted with Jesus in Acts 9, nor to be the apostle to the Gentiles, Romans 11, verse 13. It doesn't look to me like Timothy expected to be a church leader, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. And Philemon didn't expect to get Onesimus back as a brother, Philemon, verse 16. Well, I could go on, but have you fallen into a place in life you did not expect, desire, or like? We know not what will befall us, and thus worry could set in. How do we avoid anxiety? Well, perhaps this passage from Matthew 10 helps. Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." If God knows all the sparrows and hairs, we can be sure he knows what's going on. Even the tiniest details of our lives matter to him. And if we are worth more than a bunch of sparrows, we're confident in his consistent care and company as we walk through the unexpected lifts and falls of life. So, whether today you're on the path, the tree, the riverbank, the water, or suspended in a spider's web, I hope and pray you're able to trust God that he's watching out for you and only has your best interests at heart. Take care and God bless.